Hello, everyone. And again, we are here today with Ingrid Bondi, who will share her remarkable talent in the piano and how beautiful she makes each one of these songs sound and how much we greatly appreciate her willingness to minister to each one of us through the beautiful songs that she plays. Our opening song today is Be Still, My Soul. And in Psalms, it reminds us, in Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. What a reassuring way to think of each day that we walk with the Lord and to realize that He is God and that we need to sometimes just be still and to recognize His sovereignty. Hear these words from the hymn itself. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, He faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as He has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know His voice who ruled them while He dwelt below. Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last. We worship a holy God who is mighty and powerful. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty is a beautiful, familiar hymn to Christians. And it truly is an expression of the words found in Revelation chapter 4. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And the words in Psalm 99, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. We have all been so blessed by the Lord in so many different ways. May we always be thankful for all that God provides for us. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. O, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O, take and seal it for thy courts above. Thank you. in the midst of this time of uncertainty. Hear these words from Psalm 55. But I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He ransoms me, unharmed, from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. For those of us who know for sure that it is well with our soul, because we have been through loss, through trial, through despair, through trials of all different kinds. But for those of us who truly put our trust in Jesus Christ, the Holy One, we are called in this world to stand up for Jesus, as our next hymn reminds us. 1 Corinthians 16 says, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. hear these words from the hymn itself. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Scripture reminds us that Jesus someday will return for all of us to see him in his rightful place in heaven by the Father's side. In all of his glory and splendor, we will behold him someday. Revelation 22:20 reminds us of what Jesus says. Jesus, who testifies to these things, says, "Yes, I am coming soon." Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Thank you. Amen. May our last hymn be something that each one of us as a Christian can truly say with assurance in our hearts, that when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there, only because of what Jesus Christ has done for me and because of the salvation he gives me through his shed blood, through his victory over death, and because of his great love for me. Hear these words from this hymn. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright, and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then, when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I will be there.